Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. For the rest of today, it should remain mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 70. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting that more than 8,000 people have died in Wisconsin from the COVID-19 virus or COVID complications. The DHS raised the COVID toll to 8,009 on Friday. The state averaged 15 deaths per day over the past week. The state also passed 730,000 confirmed cases and 39,000 hospitalizations since the pandemic began. Wisconsin hospital workers say the number of COVID-19 cases in children continues to rise steadily, as well as the number of pediatric patients hospitalized with the virus. More than 3.3 million Wisconsinites have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, or 56.7% of Wisconsin's population. In its latest update from last Friday, October 1st, Vernon County Health Department was reporting no new deaths from the past week. There had been 16 new cases, and there was a community transmission rate classified as very high. A report released to the Wisconsin Examiner Online News shows that a new study on lead levels in the blood of children found in Wisconsin is one of six states where levels are more than double the national rate. The study, conducted by a national clinical lab and published through the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics Network, examined over 1 million children younger than six in all 50 states. The children had their blood tested between October 1, 2018 and February 29, 2020. More than half of the children included in the study from 24 different states had detectable lead levels in their blood. While the national rate was 1.9%, the study found a rate of 4.3% in Wisconsin. The study highlighted that, quote, no safe level of exposure to lead has been identified, end quote. As far as the study authors could tell, this is the first study of its kind that includes individual and community level factors. Lead exposure causes a variety of side effects, especially in young children. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, lead can damage the developing brain and nervous system. Even low-level lead exposures in developing babies have been found to affect behavior and intelligence, the CDC warns. And while the study found children in Wisconsin to have lead levels at more than double the national rate, the actual numbers could even be higher. According to the Department of Health Services, the number of Wisconsin children tested for elevated blood lead levels decreased by 75% in April 2020 compared to the prior year. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back when more news becomes available to us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.